2019 means a new governor for Oklahoma and a fresh class of state legislators, nearly 40% of whom have zero political experience. It's a new year, but the state government's slate hasn't been wiped clean. The four journalists at State Impact have a preview of some of the biggest policy issues on deck for the upcoming year and legislative session.
I'm Joe Wirtz. I cover energy and the environment for State Impact. Energy companies were front and center at the state capitol last year as lawmakers and eventually the governor signed off on hiking oil and gas production taxes to help fund a teacher pay raise.
There's a risk that wells won't get drilled.
Some say those taxes are still too low. Crude oil prices hit a four-year high in October at around $76 per barrel. After that, a nosedive. Today, U.S. crude is trading in the mid-40s.
Concerns about a surge in crude supplies and possibly weakening demand.
Oklahoma's oil industry is already making the case to legislators that they should look elsewhere for government funding. Environmental groups are pushing for stronger pollution controls and limits on industry. One sign of incoming Governor Kevin Stitt's position on environmental policy in Oklahoma, he named Kenneth Wagner to serve as his Secretary of Energy and Environment. Wagner is a senior official at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency with a close personal and business relationship with ousted EPA Administrator and former Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt.
I'm Emily Wendler, the education reporter for State Impact. 2018 was a chaotic year for Oklahoma schools. There was the political struggle to get teachers a pay raise, which eventually happened. But then many educators still walked out for 9 days because they wanted more money for the classroom. Lawmakers refused to give schools more money last legislative session, and those teachers haven't forgotten.
While 2018 was a step in the right direction, work remains.
That's Alicia Priest, the president of the state's largest teachers union. She wants lawmakers to boost school funding by $400 million in 2019. Many lawmakers agree schools need more money, but they say other reforms, like district consolidation, should go along with any funding increases. On the campaign trail, Governor-elect Kevin Stitt said boosting teacher pay is a priority, but he also talked a lot about changing the way state dollars are distributed to schools. It's unclear what those changes would look like, but what is clear is that school funding will top the legislative agenda again in 2019.
I'm Quentin Chandler, and I cover criminal justice issues in Oklahoma. And there are three things you should watch out for this coming legislative session. First, state lawmakers are still considering ways to reduce the number of people sent to prison and the number of years they'll spend behind bars. Expect to see new bills for reforms that couldn't draw enough support to survive past sessions. The Department of Corrections Director Jill Albaugh also expects a debate over how much funding to give state prisons.
Our employees, their work environment is absolutely pitiful. It is pitiful, it is shameful, and dangerous.
Second, the U.S. Supreme Court has decided it is unconstitutional to set mandatory life without parole sentences for juveniles. That decision applies to Oklahomans convicted of murder as teens, so state lawmakers are considering new legislation to reset punishments for multiple prison inmates. And then because the state can't find the right drugs to conduct lethal injections, state prisons plan to use nitrogen gas inhalation to execute death row inmates. The experimental method was written into law by a past legislature, and it's likely it will be challenged in court.
I'm Jackie Fortier. I cover health for State Impact. Rural hospital closures grabbed headlines in 2018, and legislators are really more aware that access is a problem. Expanding Medicaid became a talking point during the governor's race as a way to help struggling rural hospitals and get more people health insurance, since Oklahoma has the second highest uninsured rate in the nation. Governor-elect Stitt is not in favor of Medicaid expansion, but Democrats have promised to bring it up, which may push the Republican Party into a position. Right now, there's also no testing or labeling requirements for medical marijuana in Oklahoma. A joint bipartisan working group met in the fall. This is co-chair Senator Greg McCourtney during one of the meetings.
The wording that we're looking at today is this product has not been tested for contaminants. I personally don't feel that that's anywhere near strong enough.
They came up with recommendations on testing and labeling that lawmakers are expected to take up in February.